Nixon Land, The Rise of a President and the Fracturing of America, by Rick Perlstein, narrated by Stephen Thorne.
Preface. In 1964, the Democratic presidential candidate Lyndon B. Johnson won practically the biggest landslide in American history, with 61.05% of the popular vote and 486 of 538 electoral college votes. In 1972, the Republican presidential candidate Richard M. Nixon won a strikingly similar landslide, 60.67% and 520 electoral college votes. In the 8 years in between, the battle lines that define our culture and politics were forged in blood and fire. This is a book about how that happened and why. At the start of 1965, when those 8 years began, blood and fire weren't supposed to be a part of American culture and politics. According to the pundits, America was more united and at peace with itself than ever. 5 years later, a pretty young Quaker girl from Philadelphia, a winner of a decency award from the Kiwanis Club, was cross-examined in the trial of seven Americans charged with conspiring to start a riot at the 1968 Democratic National Convention. "You practice shooting an M1 yourself, don't you?" the prosecutor asked her. "Yes, I do," she responded. "You also practice karate, don't you?" "Yes, I do." "That is for the revolution, isn't it?" "After Chicago, I changed from being a pacifist to the realization that we had to defend ourselves. A nonviolent revolution was impossible. I desperately wish it was possible." And several months after that, an ordinary Chicago ad salesman would be telling Time magazine, "I'm getting to feel like I'd actually enjoy going out and shooting some of these people. I'm just so goddamn mad. They're trying to destroy it."